You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Marian Hawkins, and this is episode number 1376. Let's get to it with today's topic. I am a very funny human and I will now say jokes to you for a few minutes. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
A study of Austrian neurologists in cognitive processing published in 2017 found that people who appreciated darker jokes, which defined them as humor that dealt with dark subjects such as death, illness, deformities, disability, war, and bitter amusement, had higher IQ than those who did not. They were also more negative and aggressive than people who preferred G-rated, family-friendly jokes. You see humor in the bleakest parts of life, and if you laugh at dark jokes, you are more likely to be embraced by the world. Studies have shown that humor can improve your mental and physical health, increase your attractiveness, and improve your leadership skills. Humor is made funnier by the feeling of being recognized. In order to cultivate your sense of humor, it is important to strive to be the right kind, because it is a crumbly thing to have fun of others. Humor is a learned trait that develops in children and not something they are born with. Those who develop them have the ability to recognize what others find funny, and to enjoy themselves. Ask any adult what makes them laugh the most and they will tell you it's jokes and humor. Laughter releases dopamine, increases blood flow, and strengthens the heart. It has many health benefits, and a good sense of humor leads to greater optimism, which in turn strengthens our resilience and enables us to thrive in adversity. Laughter is a way to connect, and it makes children healthier and better able to cope with challenges. The science behind laughter tells us that it's not so much a joke as a social behavior that shows people that we like them and that we understand them. Sharing humor is fun, but the fact is that most laughs come not from listening to jokes, but from spending time with friends and family. Humor and laughter are private, and sharing jokes in a small group is not. As children grow into pre-teens and teenagers, you can share puns and jokes as their sense of fun becomes more sophisticated. One of the best things you can do to develop your childish sense of humor is to use your own. They don't want to encourage vicious or colorless jokes, and good role models avoid using humor in this way. You can start laughing at other people's jokes, even if you don't find them funny. Even if you don't consider yourself to be a light-hearted or humorous person, you can still look for people who like to laugh and make others laugh. One of the best tools to do this is to film people trying not to laugh in situations where laughter is inappropriate. Getting someone's brain scanned is fun not only because you can see how their brain reacts to laughter, but also to prepare their facial muscles to join in. Moreover, it is much better to have an infectious reaction to laughter than just telling someone to laugh. It shows us that laughter is a feeling that we use when we are close to someone and that gives us a better feeling. It helps us to measure not only people's health and relationships, but also the way we view our social interactions and the impact they have on us. A study in Norway found that people with a strong sense of humor outlive people who don't laugh much. Jokes told at funerals are not answered with silence on somber occasions, but with funeral services and loud laughter. As laughter and humor spread and become more integrated in your life, your creativity will flourish and new opportunities will arise to laugh with friends, colleagues, acquaintances, and loved ones. A mobile phone and funny things you can say to girls to make them laugh over texts have become a way to start conversations and get attention. They are just as important to our well-being, whether we make time for a job or trip to the gym, make time for a fun series on Netflix, or crack jokes with loved ones. By seeking more opportunities for humor and laughter, you will improve your emotional health, strengthen your relationships, find more happiness, and add years to your life. Learn the best jokes to make women laugh, and you can use this knowledge to write unique texts when needed. There's no dirt or bad language here, just loads of funny jokes and puns. If you liked our suggestions for 40 fan puns and jokes that aren't for everyone, take a look at 75 cracking computer jokes that will make your kid be different, and take another look at 50 best football jokes that make the crowd go wild. He reveled after receiving too many letters from people who couldn't fathom how he could get away with the jokes he was writing. It is appalling that these jokes are classed as dark humor, and it is not. Humor in the bathroom does no harm to anyone, and children have difficulty determining when it is okay to make jokes at home or in the family, and when they are not in the classroom or at church. The rest of the article is written in a closed caption, humorless, and he explains every single joke he's ever made and what he's done and why he's done it. Nowadays, when people think about the Bernie Bros, it's scary how people seem to talk about them as if their banter is a stunt, a sour, endless use of tail jokes and personal insults, even if it's pointed, loud and funny.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Marion and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.